Hello everyone, welcome to 6A's Christmas show, The Value of Friendship. This is the story about a merchant and a moneylender in Venice in 1596. This story will teach us the importance of friendship, forgiveness, mercy, and love. Sounds interesting. Let's watch the show. There is a man called Shylock from Venice in Italy. Shylock was a rich moneylender, but mean, so he was not a popular person. On the other hand, Antonio, a merchant of Venice, was a kind man. Shylock hated Antonio, as he was generous and lent money to his friends without charging interest. So Shylock was waiting for a chance to hurt Antonio. One day, Antonio was asked to lend money to his best friend, Bassanio. "How are you, Bassanio? Are you going to marry that beautiful lady, Belmont, soon?" Yes. But I have a problem. Would you do me a favour, Antonio?" "Sure. What can I do?" "Can I borrow 3,000 gold coins from you? I need money in order to get married. Can you help me, please?" "Don't worry, Bassanio. I will borrow money from the moneylender. Shylock, let's go and find him." "Thank you so much, Antonio." "Shylock, can I borrow 1,000 gold coins? I will return it within a month." "Shylock, you must pay me back the money with 30% interest." "He is so mean. He always lends money with high interest." "I don't want to borrow money from him." "Me too. Nobody wants to be friends with him." Antonio talked to Shylock about the money he wants to borrow. "So, Antonio, are you sure that you can return all the 3,000 gold coins on time?" "Don't worry. All my ships will come back to Venice on time. I have lots of things to sell." "Okay, I will lend you the money for free. But I want you to agree on this condition." "What is your condition?" "The condition is that if you can't pay me back the money on time, you must pay me a pound of your flesh." "A pound of flesh? Antonio, do not agree to such a stupid condition because of me." "All my ships will be sure to come back. Don't worry about the condition." "I agree, Shylock." "Well then, come to my office to sign the contract." Later, Antonio and Bassanio went to Shylock's office and signed the contract. "Lancelot, bring the contract. Please sign here. You must return the money by this date." "Okay." "Leonardo, go back home and prepare for my trip to Belmont." "When are you leaving?" "Tonight. Can I go with you?" "Sure." At Shylock's house, Shylock's daughter, Jessica, works very hard. "Why do I work so hard for my father every day? My father doesn't allow me to go. Outside, I'm unhappy and miserable." "Who are you?" "I'm Lorenzo, a friend of Bassanio." "And Antonio, who are you?" "I'm Jessica, Shylock's daughter. Can you help me to get out of here?" "Yes, I'll help you." "Jessica, where are you?" "I saw Jessica leave the house with Lorenzo." "Who is Lorenzo? "He's Antonio's best friend." "What? She left with Antonio's friend? I hope he can't return the money on time. I want a pound of his flesh. Ha, ha, ha. I will never forgive him. At Portier's house in Belmont, African and Spanish princesses visited Portia to ask her to marry. I will marry you if you can choose the right box. If you choose the right box, you can find my picture inside the box. Who is the brave man to choose the box first? This looks like the most expensive box. This is the key for the box. Oh no! I am rich and a handsome prince, so I deserve to marry Portia. This must be the right box. Open the box, sir. I have to be single for the rest of my life. How are you, Portia? Today I come to see you to choose the right box. I have been waiting for you. Hello, Narissa. I'm glad to see you again. Gold and silver look very beautiful, but this must be the one. I found your picture, Portia. You are the right person to marry me. Please wear this ring always and never give it away. I will never give this ring to anyone, I promise you. Congratulations, Portia and Bassanio. Now you are going to marry Portia. So can Narissa and I marry too? Yes, you can. Bassanio, here's a note from Antonio to you. Dear Bassanio, I'm sorry to say that my ships haven't returned to Venice. I can't return the money on time to Shylock. Now I must give Shylock a pound of my flesh. But before I die, I want to see you again and say goodbye to you, your best friend, Antonio. Shylock talked to the Duke of Venice about the bond. So he is now in prison and waiting for his trial. You must go and help him before it's too late. What is this all about? Why Antonio will die? Bassanio explained all about the agreement that Antonio had done to help Bassanio. We must help your friend. We should get married now so that I can pay back the 3,000 gold coins instead of you. Portia, get married to Bassanio, and Narissa also get married to Gratanio. After that, Bassanio, Gratanio and Salero left Belmont and went to Venice to help their friends. Antonio. After Bassanio and Gratanio left, Portia wrote a letter to her cousin, a famous lawyer, Dr. Valerio. She asked him to help her friend. Next day, Portia received a letter and clothes from Dr. Valerio. Here's a letter and clothes for you from Dr. Valerio. Thank you, Narissa. We have to leave here as soon as possible. In Venice, merchants are talking about Antonio's ships. Did you hear the news about Antonio's ships? Is it true that ships didn't return on time? No way! What will happen to Antonio then? Shylock will cut a pound of his flesh, and Antonio signed the agreement. Poor Antonio, the trial is tomorrow. In Venice, the trial between Shylock and Antonio has started. Shylock, why are you being so unkind to Antonio? Unkind? Yes, can't you forgive him and show him some mercy? Mercy? What do you mean? I mean that you can forgive him and forget about the pound of flesh. No, the merchant signed his bond. Can you see this? It is written that if he could not pay back 3,000 gold coins in 3 months, he would pay me with a pound of his flesh. Now I can pay you 6,000 gold coins. So can you forgive Antonio, please? I can pay you more if you ask me. No, thank you. He could not return the money on time. According to the law of Venice, I have a right to get a pound of flesh from Antonio. Very well. I ask for advice from a clever lawyer, Dr. Baltasar, who is a friend of Dr. Bellario. Welcome, Dr. Baltasar. Dr. Bellario has told me everything about the problem, which is the moneylender and which is the merchant. I am Shylock, the moneylender. I am Antonio, the merchant. Shylock, according to the law of Venice, you can take a pound of his flesh as Antonio could not return the money on time. Did you put your name to this strange agreement? I did. I see. Then Shylock must show some mercy. Why must I? Tell me that. Listen, when you show mercy to someone, it's not only good for them, but it's good for you. Shylock, I can pay 6,000 or 9,000 gold coins for Antonio. So could you show me some mercy for Antonio? It's too late now to pay me back the money. I want my pound of flesh. Antonio, I'm sorry, but you have to obey the law. You are a wise young lawyer. So from where on, Antonio's body, do you want to take it? Near his heart. Antonio, open your shirt and prepare yourself. Shylock, but you cut Antonio's flesh. I would like to ask you one thing. What? Do you have doctors here to stop the blood after you cut off a pound of Antonio's flesh? Look, I don't want to show mercy to the merchant, so I want to have doctors here. Prepare to die. Wait a minute, Shylock. The agreement says 1 pound of flesh, but it does not say that you can take any blood. You can take Antonio's flesh, but you must not take any of his blood at all. And if the merchant loses any blood, you'll break the agreement and you'll give all your assets to the government of Venice. This is the law. Listen to that, moneylender. What a wise young lawyer he is. Very well then, I'll take 9,000 gold coins now instead of his pound of flesh. It is too late now. The moneylender leaves the court with his pound of flesh or nothing. Then the merchant can keep his pound of flesh and his money. I don't want them. Wait, there is another law that we mustn't forget. If anyone plans to take the life of a Venetian man, half must go to that man, half to the government of Venice. Go on and ask for the Duke's mercy. Moneylender gets up. You didn't show mercy to Antonio, but I'll show mercy to you. But half of all that you have must go to Antonio and half must go to the government of Venice. No, no, you must take my money and everything. Then I prefer to die. Can you show the moneylender some mercy too? Yes, I can. I do not want to get half of that Shylock has. I want him to be a good man. And when he dies, he must give all that he has to his daughter, Jessica, her husband. And if Shylock doesn't agree to this, then he must die at once. I agree. Now, can I go? The lawyer asked Shylock to sign the agreement, and thus the trial was finished. Shylock was punished. Antonio was a free man once again. Antonio and Bassanio wanted to give money to Baltasar, but Baltasar refused to take the money. Antonio and Bassanio taught what is the best present to give the lawyer. And finally, Bassanio decided to give the ring that Portia gave it to him. Gratanio also decided to give his ring to the clerk. Bassanio asked Gratanio to give their rings to the lawyer and the clerk. Portia and Nerissa arrived at the house in Belmont. Jessica, welcome back. Bassanio and Gratanio also arrived late at night. Welcome home, my husband. This is my best friend, Antonio. I went to Venice to help him. Please welcome him into our house. Welcome to Belmont, Antonio. I am glad that my husband could help you. I am glad to meet you too, Portia. Nerissa and Gratanio began arguing about the ring that Gratanio gave to Nerissa. Nerissa, what? You gave it away? I can't believe it. Believe me, Nerissa, I gave it to a boy, the lawyer's clerk, because he helped Antonio in the trial. Stop arguing, Gratanio. It was very bad that you gave the ring away. I know that ring was so precious for Nerissa. I'd also be very angry with my husband if he gave me a ring away. I'm very sorry, my wife. I gave that ring to the young lawyer because he saved Antonio's life. Please understand and believe me. You don't know how that ring was important to me. We want our rings back. I'm very sorry. You are arguing because of me. Can you please understand and forgive them? I promise that I'll never break another promise. Please forgive me. I guarantee that Bassanio will be faithful to you and now and always. Good. I like this new agreement. How did you find these rings? Tell us what happened. Portia and Nerissa explained everything about the trial in Venice. That is, the young lawyer was Portia and the clerk was Nerissa. Bassanio and Gratanio were very surprised but happy to learn the truth. Portia gave him a note that she received from Antonio's friend in Venice. Here's some good news too for you. It was written that his ships were not lost. They have arrived back in Venice with lots of expensive things. So Antonio is now a rich merchant. Then Nerissa shows the paper that Shylock has signed, which was written that he will give all of his assets to Jessica and her husband. This is very good news for us. Thank you so much. So we are all happy now. Let's go in the house and talk more. The story happily ends as wives forgive their husbands. Antonio was saved, and hopefully the mean moneylender Shylock will become a good man. Please remember the value on friendship, forgiveness, mercy, and love.